City officials, the University of Ottawa and residents of Russell Avenue are calling out those who partied post-Panda Game and destroyed property for the disappointing behavior. Following the annual football game between the University of Ottawa's GGS and Carleton Ravens Saturday night, celebrations quickly escalated where some students were seen on social media flipping a car near the Sandy Hill area. Y'all are ridiculous. Hashtag Ottawa hash panda game pic.twitter.com/kegdebru4j, K, at K on random, October 3, 2021 Russell Avenue homeowner Ivan Stowes leases apartments to students but reached a breaking point with them Saturday night. In his account, Stowes said there were people urinating and defecating on lawns. There were also 7 people who were taken to hospital with non-serious injuries. Even though there was an increased police presence before of the game, it wasn't enough to disperse the crowd of 2,000 students after. The University of Ottawa has said in a statement that they are immensely disappointed and that the actions of their students were shameful. This car was flipped last night with the driver inside it. Unreal. Hashtag pandagamepic.twitter.com/vnpgoxc, Ken Woods. At Drives in Circles, October 3, 2021 Although there are no charges yet, Ottawa's police chief, Count Mathieu Fleury, who represented the Rideau-Vanier ward, and Mayor Jim Watson are expected to meet about incidents later today. Watson says Ottawa police knew they had an out-of-control crowd on their hands after the first 911 call came in, adding Ottawa police are reviewing all video and are focusing on the ringleaders who provoked a drunken crowd into such violence but fell short of saying the Panda Game should be cancelled altogether.